Anyway, now it's good. The only second day, obviously, of OTAs. But you see some of the general enthusiasm, that excitement that we have out there. You guys finally get a chance to go. You know, it's not real football yet, but it's close. It's closer than what we've had. So that's been good because guys have been working out, doing all those type of things. Phase one's a little painful because you're just, you know, you're doing all these walkthrough and you can throw the ball on air and things like that. But it's a little little different when you got a defense out there. So it's always good to see. And main thing is, I challenge our team to, this time is about self-improvement, but it's also about making the your teammate better. And so you try to do that. You try to be competitive, but you also try to take care of your teammate. We had a couple things today that we got to clean up. You know, you never want to put your teammate at risk. So those are things that I'm constantly harping on and things. But with that, I think you see what I'm excited about. You see guys that we got two guys that are really, pushing for, to be a starting quarterback. And then you got two other guys that I think can play. So I think that's it's a deep position, and it's kind of fun to watch. But with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Rex, since you guys signed Michael Vick, you've described it as a competition between Geno and him, like you just said. When we spoke to Mike last week, he said it was not enough of a competition. He thinks that Geno will start the season. What's the disconnect there?
I don't know. I don't know. I think there is competition. There's no doubt. And as a coach, you love it because you want to have – there's nothing like it's great having competition and things, and obviously you compete in this league with everybody. But when you have competition in your own room, that's what brings out the best in everybody. And it's an ideal situation for a coach. It's an ideal situation to have that kind of competition. And like I said, you try to get it at every position. You know, it's probably unrealistic to think you can have it at every position, but certainly we have competition, and competition sometimes has to be maybe manufactured. You look at our defensive line. There's great competition there. It might not be for who's pushing this guy, but they push each other. They're all young. They came in together and they push each other. So I think that's a good thing as well.
If Mike outplays Geno through training camp, preseason, by any measure, will Mike be the starter?
Again, I think we'll let it play out a little bit. In the second day of OTAs, it's not closed competition. So when open competition, but there's competition. And I don't mean to make light of it, but in a way, I think I should. It's the second day of OTAs, and here we have these questions. But again, let's let it play out. And I think one thing we know for certain, the player, and not just at quarterback, but any position, rest assured, the guy that we think will give us the best opportunity to win will be there. Will be the guy.
So you disagree with Mike's assessment that he said if it were a tie, he thinks Geno would be the opening day starter. How would you characterize that statement?
Well, I think maybe let's let it be a tie, and we'll see if that's a true statement or not. But let's let it play out, and we'll see, at the end of the day where it shakes out. I've said from day one, I think Geno's going to be hard to beat out, and I've said that from day one. But I also said that, that Mike's going to have an opportunity to compete, and he definitely will.
Rex, Calvin Pryor mentioned he was – and his teeth stopped, so he wasn't able to get out there. I guess a little frustrating to not be able to see him on the field during this actual practice time.
Right. Well, it's not really frustrating. We saw him in the rookie, mini camp, so that was impressive. I love, you talk about a passionate guy and the enthusiasm and everything else. You'll see it. When he gets out there, you'll see it. But, yeah, he'd have a couple of wisdom, have a few wisdom teeth removed or whatever. So he's going to miss a few days.
Rex, I know the OTAs are voluntary, but David Nelson wasn't out there today. Any particular reason?
Yeah, there's a reason, but he's, These are all, with that being said, these are voluntary days, certainly, but he's, you know, he planned on being here, but he's has an illness.
Rex, in Philadelphia, Michael Vick had a reputation of being a very good teammate. He was great in the locker room and that sort of thing. In his first few weeks here, basically, with the Jets, have you seen evidence of why the people in Philadelphia felt that way about him? Do you see that emerging here as well?
Absolutely. He's a guy that really picks people up. He's you know, obviously a charismatic guy. He just, but yeah, he's, you know, guys gravitate to him. You know, that's, I did hear something in the huddle the other day. It was kind of funny. He's telling a fullback, I'm not going to point out who it was, but a young fullback. So now you got two of them. There's only two of them. Let you figure it out. But hey, you got to run this, you know, run it, you know, a certain way, a flat or whatever. And the guy's like, yes, sir. You know, things like that. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good. You know, respectful and things like that. But it was like, okay, I get you. You know, I don't know if I've heard that in a long time, you know, with a teammate talking to another teammate. But he certainly has, you know, has that kind of respect in the locker room.
What are your early impressions of Decker?
Oh, just he's – what, you know, we're hoping, we're, you know, that we are getting is just a guy that, that, you know, is a big-time competitor. He's runs great routes. Obviously, we know he catches the football. He'll catch contested ball. He'll do all that stuff. But he's really runs good routes. And here's another guy that you see some of that. He's kind of got, whether it's natural leadership, I think he has that. He possesses that. Guys, you know, guys listen, and he's always, you know, trying to help guys, and I think that's really a good thing.
Rex, do you need him to be a go-to player? I mean, more than just another guy to help out Geno.
Well, again, I think, you know, clearly he's a, you know, he's going to be a go-to guy in the fact that we know what we're getting. You know, I mean, this is going to be a guy that that you can get him the ball in critical situations. You know, you can get him the ball in the red zone. I think you can see that. You know, obviously the numbers are, you know, everybody can say are skewed a little bit. Yeah, Peyton Manning, that might be true. But I think he did catch 8 touchdowns when Tebow was a quarterback. You know, so I think that's, you know, that's pretty impressive. He's, you know, so he's that kind of guy. You know, the quote-unquote number one receiver or whatever, hey, we can throw it to the open guy, you know, and things. But he'll certainly, you know, I'm glad that he's on our football team, I'll tell you that much.
All right, so Chris Johnson mentioned last week that his understanding of the coaching staff's plan was that he would not participate in OTAs at all. Is that
right?
Accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, I always feel that we are the best, you know, combination training staff doctors in the league. Our guys, we get them on the field and they play. And I think over a 10-year period, the least amount of guys on injured reserve than any team in the league. So our guys do a great job. And we lean heavily on the expertise of John Melody and our doctors. And, again, we're not going to put a guy – we're not playing tomorrow. You know, if we were, it might be a different situation. But this is – you know, we got to do what's best – for our, you know, for our players, and in this case, we feel it's the trainers feel that it's best that he doesn't participate in them. Then he's not going to.
Decker did not classify himself as the number one receiver, but do you want him to have that mentality and to embrace that here?
See, I don't necessarily like. That's kind of like the captain deal. I don't really like that. You know, I've never been a big guy in the. You know, when we all know I made that huge mistake with that captain stuff. But anyway, number one receiver, you know, I don't get that. You know, I don't. You know, there's 11 guys on offense, 11 on defense, and you're one of them. You know, he's certainly a good football player.
Rex, is Willie going to be out for until training camp too? Come on.
Well, Willie, unfortunately, he's got he's going to have a scope, on a he's got a knee needs to be scoped, so he's going to have that, and so that's something that just, you know, that just came up because he was really doing well on his rehab and things, but that's going to hold him back, and so we'll see how long it goes. But that's, you know, again, we're not going to, you know, throw him out there. We're not playing for, you know, we're not playing the Patriots anytime soon. So we got to do what's best for him. And, you know, like I say, unfortunately, he's going to need a scope, and that'll keep him out of some action for a while.
Was the issue pain, or what came up?
No, it's just something, you know, he was working out and, you know, did something to his knee.
With him out, Rex, we saw Ibushi working at guard. Is that where he worked all last year? Obviously, we didn't see him after camp, and he kind of did some tackle.
Yeah, no, he was primarily, sorry to interrupt, he was primarily a tackle.
Okay, so is he moving to guard, or is this just...
Well, we want guys to, you know, to learn multiple positions, and he's, you know, obviously he'd been with us longer than some of these other guys, so we put him down there. And that's something that, obviously, the more you can do, the better it is for him. But, you know, so we plugged him in there, and he's actually looked pretty good these last 2 days at guard.
Is there any timetable on Willie's
No, again, we'll do what's appropriate for him. But, you know, safe to say it's going to be a while. If he's going to come off a scope, it's going to be a while.
Rex, how excited are you to have D in for the whole offseason, OTAs and minicamps?
Oh, that looks good out there. You know, and the fact McDougal, we got him kind of on that same plan. He can, you know, he can lean on D a little bit about it, and I'm sure D will do a great job of letting him know. Because, you know, there were some frustrations and things. The young man wants to be out there, but, you know, to answer your question, yeah, it's good to see him. You know, I think he's, like I said, he took off at the end of the year. We all saw it coming. Everybody that was out of practices and things, you know, knew that he was starting to hit his stride, and I think he'll take off from there.
Speaking of, getting back to Chris Johnson for a second, last night he tweeted an endorsement for the Jets to trade for Andre Johnson. Are you on board with that?
I can't say about – I don't talk about any players – on other rosters. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, we got, you know, but that's it.
Generally speaking, how do you feel about players like saying publicly we should go after this guy or that guy?
Well, I think it shows like the enthusiasm that they have. You know, all players want to do is like great players want to be around. You know, like they, hey, what can we do? This happens all the time. Guys are coming to my office. Hey, I heard, how about this guy? How about we try to trade for him? How about we get this guy? How about we get this guy? You know, they always do it. And their heart's in the right spot. Players just want to have the best team they possibly can have.
Rex Shaq Evans today was absent.
Right. He's on the quarter system. So his school doesn't get out. You know, it's kind of different. They actually can't come out until their class graduates or something.
Did something keep Anunua today? That's on the bike in the beginning.
Yeah, I'm not real sure. I haven't checked with John on that.
Mike Goodson still in the knee.
Again, these are voluntary deals, so, you know, yeah, I'm sure he's, you know, rehabbing that knee. Thanks.
Have you spoken with him recently?
Nope.
Rex, when it comes to the quarterbacks, how involved are you with Marty in figuring out the plan of dividing things up, or do you just kind of leave that to him and David Lee to do?
Well, I mean, I'm involved in it, but I don't say, hey, specifically it's this and this. No, we let them, you know, they'll choose. Marty puts them in. They'll do same, you know, things for Mike, but knowing that this rep's going to Mike, they're constantly saying, okay, Mike's in, Gino's in, Matt's in. You know, Taj is in, whatever. So they're very aware of it. But I don't, you know, I don't specifically say, hey, he's got to get more snaps. He's got to do this and that. You know, no. But, you know, I realize what the, you know, they tell me, here's what we're thinking about a rotation. That's fine.
Rex, anyway, Johnson participates in minicamp or not going to see him until training camp?
No, I mean, we'll let that you know, let it play out. I know he's been rehabbing. Our trainer's been extremely impressed. You know, Melody's like, he had a couple things. Like, one comment was, oh, my goodness, is he fast? I'm like, that's a good sign. But, yeah, I kind of figured that out when it said he had the, you know, fastest time ever in the combine. So I knew we got that one checked off. But loves his work ethic. You know, our guys, whether it's in the strength with Justice or with Melody, they say he's got a tremendous work ethic. So that's a real positive.
Darrell Wilson was also on the bikes. Is that a lingering thing from a previous injury, or is that something new?
No, that's the toe injury he had, the turf toe. So that's still it. And again, you know, we'll see again. You know, when they feel good about it, and they, you know, whatever the strength level is, whatever, you know, the issues are, that's when he'll be out there.
Rex, we talk a lot about the veterans being on the pitch counts and training camp, and you try to take care of them. But Stephen Hill, even though he's only going into his third year, the way his first 2 years have gone, do you have to consider doing anything with him to try to keep him, to manage him, to get him healthy for the season?
Well, certainly, I think you definitely lean on, you know, your you know, guys with a lot more knowledge about it than I do. He feels great, so the coach's thing is, hey, let's put him out there. But certainly I get where you're coming from. If he's had this, the knees or whatever, then certainly it's something that we'll be, you know, we're very aware of. And again, it's, you know, I'll leave it on, you know, lean on Melody and those guys to, you know, do we need to back him off? Is it something like that? And, you know, there's other guys. You know, Garrett McIntyre, somebody, you know, anybody that's coming off an injury, you really lean on those trainers for that.
Is it somewhat harder to evaluate a receiver who has played with pain just because you have to think there isn't that number is inflation?
Well, again, if that's the only evidence you had was that he, you know, that's who he played with was Peyton Manning, well, okay. I could see where that would come from, but Eric's, you know, been productive in this league even before Peyton, and obviously in college he, I don't know if he led the country in receptions or not, but he certainly was up there.
Rex, initial impressions of Amaro and Saunders after a couple days with the veteran?
Pretty impressive. You know, it's not too big for him. You know, Saunders, you knew it's not going to be because his mentality, and we all know how he described himself. Like, really? Okay, but that's him. You know, he's just a tough little dude. But in Jace, too, though, it's like, you know, it's interesting. I asked him, you know, today he missed that scene. He said, he goes, well, you know, when we're doing the walkthroughs and things, that ball's been coming out, he's been letting it go at 18 yards on that particular route. So that's when I popped my head around. I was surprised to see that it probably left his hand at 10. I'm like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, but very aware, you know, the guy's aware of it and things like that. So, you know, it was kind of interesting. But, you know, obviously, you know, the guy's got a great feel for the passing game and things like that. So I think he's going to do just fine.
I know Dexter's not quite on the field yet, but just in terms of the way he's been absorbing things, the way he is within the team structure, what do you think?
Been impressive. The young man's been impressive, and I think that's and you can ask his teammates because he's really, you know, he's trying to dial it all up. And we'll have walkthrough. He won't let you catch a ball in walkthrough, so I think that's reminded me of somebody. But he's but real professional about his stuff. He knows what he's supposed to do. And, again, sometimes when you put him out there, we'll see if some of the pieces fall out. You know, because that's what happens. Everybody thinks they know it, and then they get out there, you know, in an 11-on-11 situation, and something goes, you know, is missing. But he is really a sharp young man. And remember his experience now. After he was hurt, he came back with a team and helped his guys out, helped his teammates out, but he also helped the coaches out. So maybe he got that perspective as well. But he seems like a very sharp, sharp young man. And I think we'll all be excited to watch, you know, to watch him, you know, compete when he finally gets that chance.
Who are you referring to? You said you won't
He won't let you catch passes in walkthroughs like somebody.
No, I don't know. I don't know who that was. I'm not saying that Ryan compares him to this guy. I'm not doing that. But it was kind of funny, though. You know, the only one we know for a fact, I'll just mention, all right, Revis, all right, we know. But, you know, Revis would do that. But I will say this, and Revis probably knows that there's one guy on this team we know he struggles to cover, and that's Nick Mangold. And you can ask Nick that. So he actually caught a pass and a walkthrough before we played San Diego in a playoff game. And he caught a pass, and he had flip-flops on and all that stuff. And he's like, what's this? Who cares? About, you know, this is nothing. But we all kind of laughed about it, but, you know, that just never happened. So when you ask, you know, New England, you say, hey, we know we got the guy.